Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. The Porcupine Health Unit is reporting a new case of COVID-19 in Timmins. That brings the regional total so far to 2,155 and 4 currently active. As usual, our feature called By the Numbers has the latest figures on testing and vaccinations. It's on our website. Provincially, there are 348 new cases today. Almost three-quarters of them are in unvaccinated or partly vaccinated people. The COVID-19 vaccination rate in PHU territory could get a boost tomorrow night at Welcome to Timmins Night. PHU will have a pop-up clinic on 3rd Avenue during the event. Chief Nursing Officer Chantal Riopelle says we're doing well across the region, with 78.8% of eligible residents getting their first dose. That meets the provincial threshold to move beyond Step 3 of the reopening roadmap. 68.8% are fully vaccinated.
We do want to immunize more than 70% fully vaccinated. Our target is 85%, but at least we're meeting that first threshold.
The clinic on 3rd Avenue is from 5:30 until 8 o'clock. Ontario will not be loosening any more public health restrictions anytime soon. Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Kieran Moore says he's recommending the government pause the exit of the roadmap to reopening out of an abundance of caution.
We are preparing aggressively for the fall. I am sorry to say I think it's going to be a difficult fall and winter, and hence the reason we're putting these policies in play to best protect our communities.
Dr. Moore does not give a date, but says he'll continue to monitor the data to determine when it's safe to lift the remaining public health and workplace safety measures. COVID-19 delayed the deconsecration of South Porcupine's St. Paul's Anglican Church, which was set for January 25th, St. Paul's Day. The rector, the very Reverend Valerie Isaac, says it will now be this Saturday night at 6 o'clock. The service will have Archbishop, the Most Reverend Anne Germont, deconsecrating various points of the church, wrapping up with the building. At that point, it's no longer a church. COVID-19 is still playing a role. Reverend Isaac says anyone wanting to attend the service must contact her directly ahead of time due to the indoor gathering limit.
Because I have a list of members of St. Paul's congregation who wish to be here, and then there are clergy coming from around the diocese as well.
St. Paul's dates back to 1912. The few congregants left will join St. Matthew's Cathedral next month. For these stories and more, go to mytimmonsnow.com.